Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night. Today, two friends divided. Denver versus Seattle. Jew versus Dwarf. The forehead of Peyton Manning versus the angry black man that is Richard Sherman. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is what we play for. Woo! It's Super Bowl time.
You're going down, Ray.
Going down! Bam!
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning for Papa John's. And when I'm going into a big game, I like to dip into a nice, warm pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza. That's what gets me through the night. Hell, my brother Eli, he's got a little bit of a speech problem. And, you know, I've taught him a lot of things growing up. When I was a kid, I used to fart on his head and make him, you know, smell my shit in the bathtub. You know, brother stuff. So if you can't tell from that opening, Brad and I are fired up about the Super Bowl.
Fired up!
Why? Because, well, our respective teams are in it. And I think we had this conversation
at the beginning of the football season.
Yeah, where it was, if we both get there, then we both got to get there.
Yes, and coincidentally, I am booked at the Baltimore Comedy Factory the week of the Super Bowl. Which with the last show is on Saturday night, Baltimore, not that far away from New York. So I said, hey, Adam Ray, we got some teams.
Yeah, he's like, hey, why don't you come solidify this friendship for a few days before Sunday?
Yeah.
Before we hate each other. You know, I thought about it too. I was like, you know, we're good enough friends to like not have it be weird, but we're also so both competitive with our teams.
Oh, I know we are.
That there will be some, like, you know, thankfully you and I are going and a couple of my buddies from Seattle, which, you know, I applaud you for being that brave.
Oh, you're damn right.
But also,
I'll stand there with the 12th man.
Also, I envision, you know, us, you know, if the Broncos win, you being carried off by Broncos fans out of the stadium.
We don't have the Lombardi Trophy. The players got that, but we've got the Bronco Midget. Woo!
Dude, I mean, yeah, people are gonna be fired up. But us, I don't know what section we're sitting in.
We are sitting in the section.
They're pretty good seats.
Yeah,
but also I don't know how many Seahawks fans or Bronco fans will be around us. But that's part of the surprise,
right?
But also, it's like during the game, I was thinking like how many. If a big play happens and you get really fired up and I'm not fired up, how does that going to make me feel?
Sure. Or like,
am I going to glare at you? Am I going to say, shut up, Brad? Or,
right.
Because we both, you know.
We're very passionate. What if there's a pass interference call that like, we're like, it could go either way and based on who you root for, like, do you just turn and like, punch me or some shit and just like, you know what? I need this. Bam.
Do we fucking, you know, catapult you, have, you know, over our shoulders onto the field to try to distract Peyton Manning?
You know what?
The audible? Nobody's expecting that audible.
Omaha! Omaha! I'm going to be yelling Omaha all damn day. Omaha!
The fucking, what would that audible be? He'd just be at the line and just be like, Oompa Loompa! Red, Oompa Loompa, orange, chocolate.
German,
Why the hell you say chocolate? Don't you ever disrespect me saying chocolate?
Yeah, the only time those two would get mixed up.
Now I got to get your take on the Richard Sherman post-game interview.
Sure.
Yeah, because
everyone's weighing in about it.
Sure. And I mean, you mentioned a few things on Twitter, but that's just 145 characters. So I'm hoping everyone knows what we're talking about.
Everyone does. You know what's crazy is that was one of the most, the biggest piece of sports news in the past, you know, since, I feel like since Jeremy Lin, since like the phenomenon of something of that magnitude where everybody. Yeah.
He blew up Twitter.
Yeah.
Like everyone was commenting
on it.
But
also every news and media outlet was having some sort of stance on it, and fucking CNN, everybody, you know. And so I think Richard Sherman going off at the end of the game, we don't see enough of that shit. You know,
there you go.
He had a lot of enthusiasm. He fucking backs up his play. He also, it's like you.
When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you won't get. Yeah.
She was kind of a bitch right there.
Who was talking about you? Crabtree! Crabtree, bitch!
You know why that's great? Brett, none of us can even begin to put ourselves in the position of how much adrenaline is running through those motherfuckers.
They
need to have some sort of NFL fan experience where they shoot you up with adrenaline, equivalent to that of making a game-changing play, defensive play like Sherman did, to send your team to the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So have that adrenaline in your body, and then have you simulate like in some sort of like, don't like, really closed off, you know, virtual reality thing where you catch a pass and then immediately have somebody come up with a microphone in your face and go,
right.
What did you think about that?
Yeah.
Dude, are you telling me you wouldn't fucking go, ah, fucking, I can't believe I fucking got it. I fucking, dude, what the fuck was that?
Like, oh, sure.
You're going to lose your mind. I can't believe Sherman isn't being praised for not dropping F-bombs and going just so crazy. It's like, how do you contain yourself verbally at that point?
Yeah. And I mean, we've both been in scenarios where we get off stage and we just had like a great set.
Yeah.
And we're just like, ah. And then sometimes you meet fans afterward and you're still kind of screaming at them.
Yeah.
And I've had situations happen like that. So, before I don't want to hear Wolf Blitzer be like, well, Richard Sherman set black people back 150. No.
Yeah, that was so stupid.
It's dumb.
Also, it's like you're telling me that athletes, I mean, to be that confident and that like expressive about your talents, it's like he even has talked about it. It's like where he's come from and how much was
raised in Compton,
and how Harbaugh at Stanford was against him, and the odds were just not in his favor, and everyone just stereotyped, you know, the judgments that were made on him, and to get to this point and then being a third round draft pick and then getting on the team and then what he's done in three seasons and a part of this team, and he's just and he backs it up. That's the best part, man. It's like you can't. Not all of this should be the deal that it is if he wasn't backing it up,
right?
And it's like you're gonna tell me back in the day, gladiators didn't fucking after you had killed somebody and you put a mic in them that they would just be
right.
A standard interview that these people say they want, where you're like, well, you know, we just tried to execute the game plan. I just shoved that knife in his heart, and once the line came out, I knew that was coming. We just, you know, but we prepared for that. So I prepared. It's like no, but like he would be like, well,
it would be the scene from Gladiator. Are you not entertained?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You're going fucking insane. And here's the thing. Here's how I applaud him, because I'm looking at it as almost from a business standpoint. How many cornerbacks do you actually know in the league? How many do you know?
Personally?
Like, do you even know their names? Like,
no. I know Richard Sherman.
I know. I mean, I know the guys on my team. I know like Rogers, Cromartie, Quentin Jammer, and Champ Bailey. But like,
that's it. Yeah,
that's about like. And now I know Richard Sherman.
Yeah,
because he went nuts.
On Sunday, you're gonna really know Richard Sherman.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Because he's gonna fucking make Peyton Manning look like.
Look like
the kid from Little Giants.
hey, they won. I'll take it.
Oh, shit, yeah. All right, Icebox.
Icebox.
Remember that movie?
That was such a great nickname.
That was the chick who, she was like Al Bundy's daughter.
Right.
No, Rick Moranis' daughter.
Rick Moranis' daughter. And then Al Bundy's character wouldn't let her play on the team because she's a girl.
Yeah.
And then she said, fuck that. Me and Four Eyes Froggy over here and a couple kids that I think were in the Mighty Ducks movie.
And what's the blonde-haired kid's name? Devin Sawa. Wow. Oh, my God.
We know way too much about Little Giants, and we did not just watch this movie. We're pulling this off from memory.
I don't think I've seen that movie since it came out, which I think is like 17 years ago. If you're playing at home, by the way, that's drink four every time I say the name Devin Sawa. Which, that, by the way, sounds like a really girly drink.
Yeah, hi, can I get 6 Devin Sawas for my friends over there?
Oh, my God, we love Devin Sawas. I mean, remember that time in Mexico we had Devin Sawas?
Oh, my God, that was the best. Well, it was crazy because, like, I wasn't expecting to have a good time, but then we, like, had a good time. And I think I attribute that to the Devin Sawas because it was, like, not too sweet, but it was, like, a little spicy.
Yeah, that's because I just jizzed in a cup and gave it to you girls.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, because I thought it was. It did taste a little.
Yeah, that's why it tasted so familiar.
Familiar, yeah.
Devin Sawa, another underrated movie Devin Sawa was in. I think this was him. Was he in Idle Hands? Was that him?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about?
Idle Hands, what is that?
You don't have the Devin Sawa IMDb page favorited on your computer.
I don't think Devin Sawa has that page favorited.
Is he alive? I don't know. So do you have any predictions for the game? Because we are going, by the way.
Yeah.
We have tickets. We're going to go from Baltimore to New York. We're going to freeze our asses off.
We'll be warm, though. I was just in Detroit. It was 9 degrees, and that was cold. But it's going to be at least 20. We'll be, and you bundle up, man. You just get the scarf going, get the gloves going.
I was just in Columbus, Ohio. It was 5 degrees. There was a foot of snow. So this is going to be we're wearing board shorts.
Yeah. I mean, I am going to get, well, that's fucking crazy. But I am going to get Under Armour, like, long johns.
I have Under Armour long johns.
Of course you do.
We're going to match.
Holy shit.
This is what we do.
Dude, I'm so fired up. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
It is, and that's why we're going. I don't know. Like, I'm excited as all hell, obviously, because my team's in it. But listen, I was wearing my Bronco gloves around Columbus, Ohio, and people were like, oh, bandwagon. You shut up.
Bandwagon.
I will tell you about Sammy Winder, Mark Jackson, Vance Johnson, Carl Mecklenburg, Dennis Smith, Steve Atwater. I will tell you about those motherfuckers. I will show you the signed John Elway vintage jersey I have in my man cave.
I feel like you're going to be like what Macklemore is for the Seahawks at some point. You're going to get so famous, they're going to bring you into halftimes and have you just fucking do the Gangnam Style dance.
I'll do
it. Are you kidding me? All right, I just said that out loud jokingly, but that's
that would get a stadium fired up.
No, not the stadium, the locker room. But the stadium. I mean, the stadium, that's a brilliant idea.
I'll give those damn pep talks.
I love how you're thinking. You're always thinking bigger performance.
Like,
I was like, you know, pump up the team at halftime. You're like, or pump up the crowd at
halftime. Yeah. I'll dive in with the Colorado Golden Knights that skydive in before every game.
Dude, how much? All right, right now, Brad, I'm putting this out there. Bruno Mars is the halftime show.
Right.
If you rush the field.
Ooh.
And just start dancing on stage.
Okay.
Wearing a t-shirt. We'd have to get a t-shirt made by Sunday that says aboutlastnightpodcast.com.
I can do it.
And you rushed the field and danced and showed a titty. Actually, you know what? You don't even need to show a titty. And that might get the tape delay and have things get really thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
You rushing the field during the Super Bowl might be the most viral video of all time. Dude.
Yeah, we got Bruno Mars for a halftime show. Wait, there's a midget running on the field. He's got something written on his shirt about last night. Is that new Kevin Hart movie? Shut up!
Oh, fuck, I didn't think about that. Oh, shit.
The timing is wrong.
The timing is terrible.
I'm small enough, and Kevin Hart's small enough to be like, I think that is Kevin Hart. He just has a fuckload of suntan lotion on. Why does he have suntan lotion on? It's 20 degrees outside.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
I'm telling
I'll
you.
I'll do it. I'll run out.
Let that beat get in your head and start thinking of moves. I'm envisioning
it
right now.
Yeah. I'm doing this shit.
This part. Yeah. This is a lot of.
I'm going to run out there. I'll start.
You're doing the robot during
locking.
That part.
Yeah.
Now you're doing the running man.
Of course.
You're running in place really fast.
Sure. Always funny.
Now you're doing the Carlton.
We bust out every white boy dance we know.
For sure.
Cabbage Patch, Icky Shuffle.
Dude, you know what happened, dude? He would actually get so fired up seeing you. Because let's be honest, little person dancing makes nobody reacts this way. Oh, God.
Right.
What is that?
Exactly. And security's not even going to get me. Because security, you see a midget running the field, you're like, yeah, that's part of the halftime show.
That's part of the halftime show. Bruno Mars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy hats, little people. Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
You know what? Also, they also know that if they tackle a dwarf, it's 7 years bad luck.
Absolutely.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, and you don't want that.
You can do a preseason. You're fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Preseason, you're okay.
You read the manual.
Yeah, but if you tackle a midget on Super Bowl Sunday, I'm pretty sure just the ground opens up and then you release a succubus. Yeah, right there, buddy.
Oh my god!
The giant demon just comes out. You tackled the midget on Super Sunday. Now you're all your souls are mine.
Oh, get you, get it. Oh. Whoever does that voice.
I think we're having that guy on in a couple podcasts.
Are we?
Yeah. Jonathan Kite?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, he does the I'll Get You Gadget?
Well, not in the cartoon, but I think he does a great impression.
Oh, yeah,
he?
Yeah, for sure.
Dr. Claw. Oh, yeah. I'll Get You Gadget if it's the last thing I do.
I wonder if it was one of those things, like, you know how,
I'll
like...
I'll get you, Richard Sherman. Oh. I'll pull those dreads off if it's the last thing I do.
That's Peyton Manning's girlfriend's voice. Yeah, take that, Broncos fans. Suck a Seahawk dick.
That's your T-shirt.
That's a Seahawk dick. That's my chant all game. We should have chants. But let me just
suck a Seahawk dick.
Yeah,
suck a Seahawk dick.
Oh, your bees.
Manning's forehead. Manning's forehead. Oh yeah, I'm doing it.
You know what I was thinking though, like the Dr. Claw voice. What if it was one of those like things where, you know, James Avery, Uncle Phil, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Was the voice of Shredder.
He was.
Like, I wonder if, like, Dr. Claw...
Krang!
Yeah, that one. Dude, I just watched that the other day when I was in Detroit. We got high and watched...
I was going to say, how high were you?
Oh, very high. We watched a YouTube compilation of Bebop and Rocksteady scenes.
What?
From the cartoon. But guess what? So, we're watching it, and I didn't know it was a compilation. So, the scenes were jumping around from scene to scene really quickly, and about 20 minutes in, I go, yo, Sandy, man, I'm having a really tough time following this episode. He goes, it's a compilation clip, man. I was like, okay, thank God, because they would be in their one outfit 1 second, then like 8 seconds later, it would just cut to a different scene.
And you thought it was one episode.
I was just like, this is the most confusing episode of Ninja Turtles ever.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Bebop and Rocksteady, you got, I mean, just to throw yourself back.
Rocksteady, destroy them!
Oh, with great pleasure, Master Shredder.
Yeah.
But I wonder if the voice of Dr. Claw, the same way it was, you know, if there was another sick, like, what if Dr. Claw is Reginald Bell Johnson from Family Matters? Ooh. What if all black sitcom dads are the voices of all cartoon villains from the 90s? Holy shit.
So who would Bill Cosby do?
Great call.
So Bill Cosby.
Who was the, was there a.
Maybe Bill Cosby is Krang.
No, he's Scrooge McDuck.
Bill Cosby is Scrooge.
No. Glomgold. Or
who's Glomgold?
No, not Glomgold. Who's the DuckTales villain?
Oh, fuck.
The Beastie Boys? No. Yeah.
It's not the Beastie Boys, but I know what you're thinking.
The Bernice twins or something?
It's
you know
the,
who I'm talking
the
about.
Triplets. Yeah, they're all convicts. They look like dogs. They have their numbers on them. Okay, hold on. You and I are both Googling. DuckTales
villain.
Villains. Google just responded, how many joints have you smoked? You're typing this in.
Where do you get your weed from? Please share it.
NSA is going to show up at your damn apartment door. DuckTales villain.
Flint Hart Glomgold. I was right.
Flint Hart Glomgold.
I said Glomgold.
Ah, the second richest duck in the world.
And the Beagle Boys.
That's who it was, the Beagle Boys.
Hey.
That's pretty good.
I said Glomgold and then the Beastie Boys.
Yes.
But you know what?
It was Flint Hart Glomgold and the Beagle Boys. So, Adam Ray, your official trophy from High Times Magazine in the mail. I think that's Stoner of the Year right there.
You know what?
Good job,
sir. The original name of the Beastie Boys was going to be the Beagle Boys.
Little
known fact. Yeah, it was taken. Wow.
Perfect. Oh, you are so high right now.
No. I had to take a sabbatical after this past weekend.
You? What about what happened to me?
Oh, man. All right. Well,
should we get into the drinking game first, or should we talk about your weekend?
Well,
What should we do?
I can cut all this out. Sorry if you said I was so high. Okay. Getting high and watching clips of Bebop and Rocksteady is one thing.
Right.
Getting high in Vegas for your birthday and going to the hospital because you're dehydrated
yeah.
is another thing. Brad,
I
you have the floor.
All right. Well, and by the way, thank you for all the About Last Night podcast listeners that as soon as I posted the photo on my Instagram of me in the hospital,
you all
just exploded like, oh, can't wait to hear about this shit on the podcast.
Isn't that fucked up, too? That's like you. I mean, if you're going to post that,
yeah.
Obviously you're not in terrible.
Right. I'm not dead.
Yeah. But that was like I saw that. I was like, all right, he's fine.
Yeah. Because
otherwise, he wouldn't post that. But what if you did post that and that was just like, that was it? You were just like, hey.
So
this is like somebody was just like, well, I want people to see Brad.
Right. One last time.
Before he's cremated.
Dude, and
before he's turned into Skittles.
Yeah. yes. In his last will and testament, Brad wanted to be made into Skittles and then cast out on the grounds of the Playboy Mansion. So that whenever a Playboy bunny was face down, ass up, she would be able to scream out, "Taste the rainbow."
But unfortunately, those wishes will not be fulfilled, as he will just be eaten by Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch.
You son of a bitch!
Eat a Seahawk dick. Suck a Seahawk dick.
Suck a Seahawk dick. So here's what happened. I was in Vegas for my 30th birthday. So now I've joined the Dirty 30 Club. Join my buddy Adam here. Just so we know, Adam and I invited Adam.
Yeah.
You were invited, but you were working. No worries. So we're not breaking up. There's no like, oh, they're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. You're working, doing your thing. So I went out there, went to the Mirage, got a suite at the Mirage, had 10 friends with me. It was my entourage moment. It was great.
It's pretty awesome.
And then
Vegas is the best with friends.
Yes.
You go by yourself.
It's very lonely.
It's depressing.
Yeah, very lonely. But I went with friends. My girlfriend surprised me with a spa day. And like I said, the girlfriend surprised me, said, hey, we're going to the Aria. I got you a spa day. I'm like, fuck yeah, we'll do that. So we go. We get these long massages. We lay in this pool. There's like heating beds and saunas, and
Jesus.
I'm walking around in a robe that they
heating beds. I think you just mean beds with blankets.
No. They had like these stones that were heated up, and then you just lay on them.
What?
Yeah. It felt fucking amazing. It was great, and I'm walking around in a robe that's 9 sizes too big.
Oh man, you in a robe is maybe the best image I can think of right now.
I was creeping along like the Emperor from Star Wars,
dude. Yeah, a dwarf in a robe is kind of like.
I
feel like you own something big.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I would have to bow to you. Like, I don't think I've ever bowed.
But you would.
But I would see you, and I would immediately, like, maybe get down on my knees.
Yeah,
dwarf
in a robe.
Give you some sort of, like, bagels and latkes or something.
I'm sorry, but the spa will be fully operational by the time your friends arrive.
Nerd.
it was great. Now, my girlfriend, it was a great surprise.
So you're having fun. You're living up Vegas. You're getting massages.
Yeah.
You're getting to the pool. You're having some drinks. You're doing some gambling.
Yeah, but then here's the thing. When you get a massage afterward, a lot of time you're severely dehydrated, so you need to drink water after you get a massage.
Sure.
I got up back into the room after the massage, and they're like, well, we're doing shots, and it's my birthday, so it's like, fuck, all right, I'm
doing
shots.
That's Vegas, too, by the way. You have no say.
No.
Vegas' slogan should be like, guess what? We make the calls. Yeah, you do what we want to do.
Yeah.
And Vegas drives your decisions.
Absolutely.
And especially when you're there for the birthday, all people want to do is get you fucked up.
And that's what they did. So we started doing shots. And then we went out.
Were you singing the shot song?
Dude, no. You know what I do when I get drunk. I sing, there are no cats in America.
Which is your
I went through the entire Five Goes West catalog. I was doing that.
Somewhere out there? No, that was you at the end. That was you in the hospital singing.
Out there.
Yo, that's actually hilarious. You singing.
Beneath the pale moonlight.
Whoa.
Someday we'll be together somewhere. Are you crying yet?
By the way, this is Peyton Manning singing to the Super Bowl trophy.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
That he's not going to win because he's going to suck a Seahawk dick. All right.
Hashtag for the episode. Suck a Seahawk dick. So we start drinking. Then we have dinner reservations. And then we go to dinner. And I'm drinking more. And then
which, by the way, I'm already listening to you saying, we drank here. Then we went here and kept drinking.
Right.
Already, I put together,
sure.
That's too much.
Yes.
Because if you go somewhere, I'm assuming that when you're in one place, you've had too much.
Right. We go somewhere
else. You're going somewhere to continue that?
Yep.
That's way too much.
Right. And so then dinner's done. I'm shit-faced. And my buddy, who will remain nameless, looks at me and says, Brad, happy birthday. And he hands me a red velvet pot cookie. And if anyone knows me, they know that red velvet is my absolute favorite thing on the planet. I have a sweet tooth for that. I cannot stop when those – it's just something happens to me. So I'm like, fuck yeah. And then before he even tells me, you should really just – whole thing in my mouth. Just
– holy just, shit.
Yeah. And I don't do edibles. So I thought, well, it's a tiny cookie.
Oh, boy, that was your first mistake.
Yes, it was.
It's a tiny cookie. That's what the cookie said when it looked at you.
That's a tiny cookie.
That's a tiny cookie.
I won't fuck him up. I don't know why my red velvet cake thing is black, but yeah, whatever.
No, because it is.
Yeah. So then it's not taking effect, but we're then I have tickets to see the Penn & Teller show, which is a great show, and I'm totally looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, God, you do that while you were high?
Yeah. As we're walking to the show, I just start feeling it.
And I was going to say, at what point does it start kicking in?
Oh, I mean.
I went to see Ka at Cirque du Soleil the first time I did a weed cookie. And we made up a song called "The Cookie's Kicking In." The cookie's kicking in, dude. We started singing it because I started like you know the Cirque du Soleil. By the way, seeing when you're fucked up is a bad idea. There was like two guys dressed as fish massaging a clown riding a unicycle while he's blowing a fucking you know guy dressed in a mouse suit, and they're all underwater. And it was like, the cookie's kicking in, the cookie's kicking in.
Yeah, see, if I tried to sing that when I was high, it would have been like, the cookie's kicking in, the cookie's kicking in.
So you were getting, all right, so you had a mouthful of jizz, but then, so then you were, so you, wait, did you, were things starting to get in slow-mo? Or?
Yeah, and then.
So everything slowed down.
Right, and then I go and I tell my friends, like, hey, I'm just going to lean up against this slot machine, just chill out for a bit. And I lean up against the slot machine, and right as I hit the slot machine, it was like someone had a marionette puppet and then just let go of the strings. It was just boom, down. And I was down. I could not get up. I couldn't move. I couldn't open my eyes. I could barely speak. I could hear everything. That was the weird part. I could hear everything, and I could process everything that was happening. I was thinking very clearly, but I just couldn't communicate anything. And, of course, everyone's, like, freaking out. Brad, what the fuck? What? Call an ambulance. Call an ambulance. And, like, the paramedics.
I heard all – and a member of this party told me that you – had lost all the color in your body.
Yeah, I turned even whiter than I normally am.
Dude, that's just fucking so scary.
Yeah.
And you don't even remember.
I don't. Like, I went from my normal color to, like, end of the movie E.T. How's that reference?
Wow.
Elliot, weed is too strong.
Dude, that's probably what he said in E.T. language. We just couldn't understand it.
If I leave you with anything... Don't eat weed cookies and fuck a black chick. Peace out.
Peace out.
And don't phone home if you're drunk because your mom will make you feel like shit and tell you you're adopted. Okay, so then.
Too much about E.T. So the paramedics come up. Now, I can hear the panic in everyone's voice when they're talking. And
oh,
like,
God,
like,
that's. And that and takes your panic level
yeah,
higher.
And it's scary. But I feel. Okay, and that my mind is functioning, so I know, like, all right, I've got to let them know I'm okay, but how do I do this? Because I can't talk. And so the pets.
Yeah, you're like the athlete on the stretcher, just like, I got to give a thumbs up.
Right.
But you probably couldn't even muster that energy.
I couldn't. So the paramedics come up, and I can hear them. And they say,
like, dude, I can't believe we're fucking, like, have you ever seen a dwarf before? No, man, never.
I don't know what the fuck
to
do.
This guy, ask him if he's fucking Peter, if he knows Peter Dinklage.
Ask him if he knows Peter Dinklage.
Okay, so what are they saying?
So they look at my brother-in-law and who was there, and they say, hey, what's wrong with him? What did he do? And then I mustered up the strength to go, it's all right, I was a dwarf before.
That's unbelievable.
And I did that because I wanted to make a joke so they knew I was okay. Like, they knew, like, all right.
But you know
what?
But you weren't okay.
Right. But
dude, you see that? So look at that. Back to being a comedian and a people pleaser, man. And also, you. But you also, I mean, but you didn't know what was going on.
No, I didn't. So they
well, good for you to fucking put everybody at ease like that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
also
yeah.
really funny.
Yeah,
did they laugh?
Yeah,
or were they
oh,
also
oh yeah, they all laughed.
So then they're like, he's fine. So
he totally broke the ice. A couple of my friends were like, we can still go see a show, right? Fuck off.
Oh
no.
God, that's all right. At that point, yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, so we go to the hospital. They hook me up to an IV, and I had some. Stoner veterans in my group. There's like, don't worry, man. 5 hours, you'll be good. And that's what happened. It was 5 hours, lots of IV, shit just going through me, and then I'm good. And then I get up and I go back. So, yeah, that was it. And I'm going in and out of consciousness the whole time. Like, I can't stay awake. There was one time where the nurse was like, yeah, I think he's good to go. And if he can walk 6 feet... that's a good amount. And then they got me out of the bed and I just fell again. So they're like, all right. And I think I said something like, 6 feet is really far from me or something like that. I don't know.
like it takes me like 39 steps. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So then they got me back. But yeah, after 5 hours of IV and fluids, I was back. And I don't think I'll be doing edibles too many more times.
No, I don't think you should at all.
I think I'm good.
Brad, that's a great story. We'll be right back with more about Last Night Podcast.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover for Danny Glover's Silver Dollar Casino. Hey, let me ask you something. You like pizza? You like ping pong? You like pussy? We got all three of those at the Danny Glover Silver Dollar Casino Suite and Inn. Yeah, it's a suite inn. Yeah, yeah. It's basically a room that's inside and it's sweet. I know you're always wondering, hey, what's a suite? What's an inn and suites? It's inside and it's fucking sweet. We got ping pong, pussy, and pizza. What more do you need? Oh, and we got gambling because we're near Vegas. Not near it. We're kind of on the outskirts. You know that Dairy Queen, that one Dairy Queen on your way out to Vegas? It's like 2 hours from Vegas and you stop. And you're like, oh, a blizzard would be good right now, but the line's always too long with hillbillies and fatties. And you're like, you know what? I'm just gonna go on to Vegas and get me some of that pizza and pussy I've been hearing about at Danny Glover's Silver Dollar Casino Inn and Suites. Danny Glover off Route 75 off Exit 26. Both of those are incorrect because I'm fucked up right now.
Thank you, Danny Glover, for our fake commercial. But ladies and gentlemen, we have an actual commercial.
Oh, my God.
That's right. The About Last
Night
podcast.
Wait, that wasn't
podcast.
The real one?
No. The About Last Night podcast has an actual commercial.
My hope is that, by the way, that bit catches on and the real Danny Glover goes, hey, you guys mind if I actually do those real, if you write those and I just do them for you?
You know what? Does Danny want to read this commercial?
Yes.
Okay. Here you go, Danny Glover. Yeah. This is the first ever.
You know, I think somebody else should read who hasn't been on the podcast for a while.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Find out. Well, good to see you guys.
Tony
Danza. Peyton Manning's going to win his second Super Bowl. I'll tell you what he is going to win, a big fat dick in his face from Richard Sherman. Yeah, that's right. He's the best corner in the game. Anyway, enough about the Broncos and Peyton Manning's small penis and big forehead. Today's show is brought to you by the award-winning Hopper from Dish Network and Podcast TV. .com, helping our listeners save money on their TV service. Hey, you can sign up today to find out how much you could be saving. It's probably a lot. You know, it's one time on Who's the Boss, I save Angela from drowning in a bathtub of her own vomit and piss. Hey, if you act now, our listeners receive a free upgrade to the award-winning Hopper from Dish Network.
Oh, yeah,
free.
The Hopper. I hear that can record 5 shows at once. You can watch TV in any room of your house. And over 2,000 hours available for recording on your DVR. That's a pretty good deal, Tony Danza.
What are you doing?
I
thought I was doing the commercial.
I'm trying to help our listeners. And
let me tell you something.
Get some good TV.
Let me tell you something, you tiny cookie. All right? I know you almost died. I know you ate a pot cookie. I know it fucking went to your brain, sucked all the coal out of your body. All right? But I'll tell you this much. You interrupt Danza again. And I'll show you. I'll show you my ass.
Nobody wants that, Mr. Danza. Please
free
proceed.
Installation and television's best rates and packages. Visit aln.podcasttv.com. Enter promo code ALN for a $50 Visa gift card. $50. Oh, that's a lot of money.
That's a free $50 gift card from Visa. It could help you buy anything. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be. I'm Morgan Freeman. I fuck my stepdaughter.
What if he did that to close the commercial?
At this point, you know, I don't think it matters for him. He's just like,
I wish I could tell you the Broncos were going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, how dare you.
I wish I could tell you.
How dare you.
It is going to be a good game, though.
Yeah. Oh, and just so you know the details of that, if you want your $50 Visa gift card, go to aln.podcasttv.com. That's PODCASTV. One T in that. PODCASTV.com. ALN.podcasttv.com. Enter the promo code ALN and get that $50 Visa gift card and upgrade to the fucking Hopper.
Yeah.
I'm doing a nice Bill Burr right there.
Nice.
Hopper.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. So there's our sponsor. So go out there and support Dish Network, everybody.
Now, speaking of games, we several podcasts ago asked our About Last Night listeners to submit a drinking game that you could play while listening to the podcast. And we got. Holy shit, man. We kind of overwhelming how many game suggestions we got.
Yeah.
It just really goes to show, first of all, how ridiculous we are as human beings and some of the shit we say, and how well the attention to detail that our listeners have in the conversations that we partake in. So we got several emails and tweets with suggestions. But the one we picked goes to a man from Colorado Springs.
At Colorado. That's where the Denver Broncos are from.
So suck a Seahawk, Dick.
So in order to make this man happy, Peyton, make our man happy and win.
All right. Now I see why we picked him. Sean Sullivan from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Come on down.
Come on down. you submitted a wonderful drinking game.
Sure.
Let's read. So basically, this is what you will be doing if you want to play the About Last Night drinking game at home with your friends, your family, your kids.
Sure. Your Uncle Tony Danza.
Your kids' kids. Your kids' friends' kids. Yeah, your friend's dad, Ron, who always comes over with great stories about rape. So
what the fuck?
All right.
Yeah, all right, so here we go. Here's the About Last Night podcast. Drinking game.
You can play with anybody. You can play with your family, your mom, your dad, your friends' friends. Hey, what about your stepdad's buddy, Ron, who always comes over with silly stories about pedophilia?
Okay, you can play with him, too. First rule of the About Last Night podcast, drinking game. Whenever we say that a made-up band name is playing at the Troubadour, you take a drink. This is a joke that we sort of ongoingly do. Let's say...
Tiny Cookie. Like we said, you were tiny.
Yeah,
you ate a tiny cookie.
And then let's say I go, oh, I hear Tiny Cookie's playing at the Troubadour next week. There's when you would take a drink.
Anytime we make a reference to the comedian Rita Rudner, oh, God, we do that a lot.
We do.
You know what, though?
Well deserved.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? She's given a lot to the world of comedy.
Absolutely.
And we are thanking her by... Also, it's really the name Rita Rudner. It sounds like...
It's alliteration. It's RR.
Yeah.
It works out.
I wonder if she was teased. What do you think the nicknames people, can't, you know, threw at her?
I mean, when she got older, there's probably a...
Roto-Rooter?
Roto-Rooter Rudner?
Roto-Rooter Rudner?
Ooh.
Wasn't Roto-Rooter like a toilet company?
I think so. Maybe like...
So from that, because kids are clever, they would call her Roto-Rooter Rudner, and from that, they would just call her like Shit Bucket.
I think
there's always like... It always spawns another nickname.
I think like Roto-Rooter Rudner sounds like someone that you give like a nickname in high school. If like that's the school slut, they'll give you a really good blowjob. Oh my God. I met up with Roto-Rooter Rudner.
Yeah.
She sucked the skin off that thing.
For
let me tell you.
Whoa. Yeah, because everything spawns like, because at first I was called Jello Jiggler.
Right. That's your old nickname.
And then it just got less and less creative, and it was just, hey, there's Penis and Tits Kid.
That's fat ass.
There's PT.
Speaking of women who have contributed to the world of comedy, our next drinking game rule is anytime we mention the Big Bang Theory or Blossom's Mayim Bialik. Whenever we mention Mayim Bialik.
We do that a lot,
take
too.
Take a drink. We do. She was in Blossom.
In addition to the television sitcom lineup, anytime we reference, and we already did it on this podcast.
Yes, we did.
Reginald Vell Johnson.
Father of the Winslows.
Or if any Winslow family member reference, for that matter, is another one of the rules.
Sure.
You have to take a drink. Anytime Tony Danza is referenced or impersonated,
oh my God,
you got to take a drink. And, you know, I'm a big fan of this rule because I got to be honest, I'm not involved in a lot of games. I'm not involved in a lot of parties or podcasts. There's a lot of things I don't get to do, Brad. I'll tell you what I do get to do. Ride my exercise bike.
That's solid.
Play softball 2 times a year.
You should.
I get to look at my son's got an HBO Go subscription, so I get the password for that.
All right, that's pretty solid.
I also get the password for RedTube.
that's not a porn site, Tony Danza.
Also, anytime Morgan Freeman, the Morgan Freeman voice, which is mentioned, which has already been
achieved. And that goes for either Adam or me doing the Morgan Freeman impression.
This one, I don't know. I didn't realize that we said it as often as we did, but anytime the Wolverine, when I played Wolverine at Universal Studios and I ran over the kid's foot, that just bums me out that I've mentioned it so many times.
That they think that we can make the drinking game.
Not that I'm going to get like hired and fired again.
It's sure.
Like they can, but like, hey man, maybe we should stop talking about it in case that kid grows up and fucking kicks the shit out of me or
can you imagine if that kid watches the movie The Heat and goes, hey,
can you imagine?
I know that son of a bitch.
Oh yeah. Dad, hit pause. Hit pause.
That's the son of a bitch that ran over my foot.
Oh, my God, dude. Can you imagine?
Oh, it'd be funny.
So, and then the last one is anytime there's a Quiznos non sequitur plug.
Mm-hmm. So we could be like, hey, you can get that at Quiznos.
Yeah.
Boom. Take
a drink. I do try Quiznos a lot. Well, it's like one of my go-tos.
They're fucking delicious. I don't blame you. It happens. Oh, and actually, this is the very last rule. Anytime Warwick Davis, Peter Dinklage, Vern Troyer, or Tony Cox gets referenced, the listener has to down a thimble of whiskey. A thimble.
That seems fair.
Yeah. So if you say a dwarf actor, you drink a thimble. This is a great drinking game because without even reading it and knowing the rules, we've already done 4 or 5 of these.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to get fucked up.
You're going to get fucked up. And you know what? This is just the beginning. Like, the game, obviously, as we continue, I mean, I'd throw in there a Danny Glover commercial would probably be one of the rules. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and add that to this drinking game. Anytime Danny Glover makes an appearance with his one of his own personalized commercials.
All right. Perfect.
And you know what? Shit, man. We've got, there really should be. We've had Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
And Taron Killam and Michael McDonald. All from the Groundlings.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be any time we have a groundling on.
Ooh.
You have to drink a whole bottle of gin.
Well, you're gonna kill our listeners, Adam. I mean,
hey, how much do they love the show?
That, you know what? That's true. Prove your dedication.
Jesus, can you imagine?
Show what you could do. No, don't actually do that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised there was nothing about Double Dare. I feel like I talk about Double Dare a lot.
Well, the thing is a lot of people wrote in
90s music. Anytime we sing Jodeci with Jaleel White.
That was fun.
Or
reference Ace of Base. So the thing is we got a lot of drinking game suggestions, but the reason why we chose Sean's is a lot of the drinking game suggestions we got is we would definitely kill our listeners. It was like, anytime Adam talks about DuckTales, drink.
Yeah. Way too often.
Yeah, way too often.
It's like, anytime you take a sip of your beer, then you drink a whole beer. It's like, okay, well, that's a quick way to fucking shower with your clothes on.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of dwarf actors, when we mentioned Warwick Davis. Oh, by the way, Sean Sullivan, you will be getting some stuff in the mail.
It's about last night paraphernalia.
Yeah.
A CD from Brad Williams, his latest CD, Hi Ho.
That's right.
You will be getting a signed copy of Brad's CD and also a signed copy of the $200 million movie.
Right.
The Heat.
Unfortunately, we couldn't get Sandra Bullock or Paul Feig to sign it, but we managed to get Adam Ray.
Whoa.
So
that does not sound as appealing.
But yeah, so you will be getting that in the mail. So thanks again, Sean, for the drinking game. And speaking of dwarf actors, Justin Bieber's in the news.
Bieber, here's why I think Bieber is on a path to hell.
Put it lightly.
Racing the Lamborghini is fine. I got no problems with that. Because, hey, man, that's the type of car that you should be doing crazy shit in.
Hey, and at least he, as much as a douchebag move as it was, he did close off the streets, so he didn't hit anybody.
Yeah, I'm also surprised why people were like, see someone race off in a Lamborghini and go, fucking, what a dick. It's like, dude, that's what you do.
Yeah.
If the guy was in like a Toyota Corolla and he sped off, you're like, okay, what are you doing, man? In
right,
a Lamborghini,
right, right.
You're like, cool, that's what you do in that.
Let's bring these ponies out to pasture. Sure. That just sounds like something.
Who is that? What was that from?
I don't know what voice that was. That sounded like something like Steven Seagal would say before he fought somebody.
Yeah.
Let's bring these ponies out to pasture.
What would be your closing movie line, by the way? All right, let me set you up for the scenario. Ready?
Okay, go for it.
You're hanging off like an iceberg, right?
Hanging off an iceberg.
Yeah, by like one grappling hook.
All right.
Right. You've been climbing it. Like you fell down the thing. You're hanging on with one arm.
All right.
And there's somebody at the top. And you have like some sort of grenade in your hand, and and they think they've got you because they're about to cut the wire.
Yeah. Right?
But you have the grenade, and you're going to throw it up on top of the cliff that the guy's standing on.
Right.
Or a girl.
Okay.
Could be Laura Croft.
Yeah.
Could be fucking Carmen Sandiego.
Could be.
Yeah. And that's right, Carmen Sandiego. Everyone thinks she's so fucking cool and sweet and sexy because she travels the world. She's a cunt, man. She fucking, dude. That's why she never shows her face. She's always just like, you know. Rubbing it in how much he gets to travel. I'm in and North Carolina and Belize and fucking Bakersfield and Burbank. I'm in North Dakota and fucking South Dakota. And then everyone's always like, but where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? She's like, well, I'll tell you, I was in Japan and Greece and Denmark.
Where are you now, bitch?
See? It's like, fucking, we get it.
Just
like,
tell us.
And Brad and I's version would be like, I was in Alaska and Bloomington and Toledo and Fresno.
Now I'm in Adam's apartment sniffing some candles. Find me.
Much less glamorous theme song. But
So what's my line? Throwing a grenade from...
Up at the villain.
Okay.
And they're about to cut you from the line. You're hanging off from the iceberg.
Okay.
Into freezing cold waters.
You've seen
Titanic.
Yeah.
You know those water temperatures are not conducive to survival.
Sure, absolutely.
So you're about to throw the grenade up.
Yes.
Right? And what do you say? The guy... Here, I'll give you the line from the guy. It's not Carmen Sandiego. If you're... Look, Carmen Sandiego fans, I'm sorry for the... for the derogatory. All right, so here's what the guy says.
Okay.
He goes, well, Mr. Williams, it seems your time has come to an end. But before I kill you, I just have to say, what does the fox say? Oh, wait, I know. It says, you're gonna die, bitch.
And then I...
suck us, see, hog dick. And then you pause.
And then I pause. I take out the grenade as I'm hanging on from the iceberg, and I say, I'm going to blow this popsicle stand, and then chuck it up there. Boom!
And then as you throw the grenade, we pull back to see that there's a popsicle stand behind the villain. And he turns around and goes,
oh, you got to be kidding me. Some like Eskimo going,
yeah.
I just wanted to make a few bucks in my popsicle.
It's tough out here. It's tough, huh? Hey, you know what?
Apparently, the Eskimo was played by Tony Danza.
Hey, you know what? It's been a tough winter. It's a penguin Eskimo Danza, and he's like, it's been a tough winter. Fish have been scarce. My snow cone business went straight into the ground. Websites are expensive, so I tried to sell a popsicle stand. So sue me. And then it blows up.
Perfect.
And that's the end of the movie. What's the movie called?
Oh, my God. Let's see. If I'm up there on an iceberg.
Popsicle Justice.
Popsicle Justice.
Which was David Justice's
illegitimate kid.
Yeah. Who never made it into the big leagues.
Yeah. Well, you thought that when him and Halle Berry dated that they didn't have any kids. Oh, they did, but they hid it.
Popsicle Justice.
His name's Popsicle Justice.
On an all-new Popsicle Justice, Timmy tries to sell only the orange ones to his chubby friend Devin, who is allergic to orange.
No one ever got the orange ones. They were the worst ones.
His dad finds out and shows up to Timmy's place.
Oh, you got the lime ones. They were great. Root beer ones. You ever have the root beer popsicle?
Oh, that was the best.
Fuck yeah, they are the best ones. Your mom brought you home the lime root beer orange combo.
Oh,
there was always orange left because we just demolished the lime.
What was
and root
the
beer.
Brand name of that? Just popsicle.
I think
right?
It was just popsicle.
Isn't that the best?
You know what? They just put that. Yeah.
Okay. We're not trying to get too clever with this.
Sure, we're gonna call our shit popsicles. So yeah.
Brought to you by Popsicle.
Yeah, we named our shit what we are. Do something about it. A beer company called Beer.
About it? Yeah.
This has been fun, man, because we don't do enough podcasts.
No, we don't.
It was just you and me.
Yeah.
It was fun to do this, fun to talk a little shit. We're going to have a great time at the Super Bowl. And then we will do a follow-up episode, maybe release it as a bonus episode of us. One will be crying.
This could,
one will be cheering.
I'm very curious. The game itself is going to be, no doubt, mm-hmm. a great game. I think it's going to be one for the ages, as they say.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest, man. I feel like, wholeheartedly, I do feel like either team could win.
Yeah.
Like, you and I are both probably confident in our own ways.
Sure. We're confident, but we're also both scared. I'm scared of that defense. Oh, yeah. You're scared of Peyton Manning and what Sean Moreno could do after we discussed that infamous story from Denver with me.
Oh, yeah. Also, his who knows what's possible. The weather is going to be a factor.
Absolutely. It's going to be balls cold. And once again, continue to rate the podcast on iTunes. Continue to go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon banner and head on over to Amazon and buy stuff. It's not free to put up these podcasts, people, and we're not millionaires yet. So just whenever you're going to Amazon, just go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com, click on the Amazon banner. You can shop normally; it doesn't cost you a thing, and then you'll be kicking down some change to the Jew and the Dwarf.
Dude, we need some of that change.
We need, because we blew it all on Super Bowl tickets, ladies and gentlemen.
Speaking of blowing, I might have to be doing that for sandwiches for the next 2 years of my life. But it's going to be worth it, because we're going to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl!
Seahawks, Broncos, Sunday, February 2nd, 6:30 or fucking 3:30. We better figure it out or we'll fucking miss the game and waste that money. But I'll tell you this much, folks. It's going to be a Super Bowl for the ages. It's going to be a game that you don't forget. It's going to be one of those moments that you tell your kids about, and your kids' kids, and your grandkids' kids, and your grandkids' kids' friends' kids who had kids, but then one of them had a miscarriage because she was 12. It's going to be one of those games you don't ever want to not see on ESPN Classic, because it'll be the day that you say to yourself, hey, Brad,
hey,
suck a Seahawk dick. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Have a good night.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here, and it's funny, and I love you.